Today's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Once the measure passes the House, then it would move quickly to the Senate, where it's expected to pass overwhelmingly. Whether or not that can occur before Congress leaves on the 20th of this month is uncertain, but if the measure can at least move through the House, then that should make a very easy process for the Senate to vote on it sometime early next year.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Both the House and Senate appropriations leadership are continuing intense negotiations trying to finalize the 12 appropriations bills for the current fiscal year. None of these bills have been enacted yet, and so the government is currently operating on a short-term continuing resolution that is scheduled to expire on December the 20th. Therefore, it's critical that Congress be able to negotiate and approve the appropriations bills, including for USDA and other agencies that are important to agriculture. It's our understanding that the negotiations are proceeding very well and that over the next 2 weeks, Congress will try to package a number of these individual spending bills together and move those packages through the House and Senate. For any of the individual spending bills that are not completed before the December 20th deadline, Congress is expected to pass another short-term continuing resolution that will keep those agencies funded until sometime early next year, allowing Congress time in the new year to finalize those spending bills. However, we are very hopeful and optimistic that at least the Agriculture Appropriation Spending Bill for USDA will be finalized and approved by December 20th and will be operating with full funding for the remainder of this fiscal year.